Lesbian pistol. What? And she's turn it up.
Yeah.
This morning when I woke up, we woke up here. I swear I could smell the sea. First thing I thought. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the kind of thing we get letters about. Nasty letters. So, you know, we know what you're thinking. You don't have to send it.
We know.
That's the way they do it in Nelson. Thank you. Dreaming in the night. We recorded this song with the old Crown Medicine Show, very dear friend of ours from back in North America, Tennessee. The song was written in Brooklyn, recorded in Vancouver. Well, you're thank you.
Oh, golden cloud. Thank you.
We discovered a great restaurant last night in London, a Polish restaurant. I'm telling you, was that real? Was it real or was it a dream?
It was so amazing. It was like you're walking into a Polish family's dining room and they didn't even give you menus. You just sat down and they just started bringing meals.
And it was 1943.
And there was like amazing Polish music. And here in Shepherd's Bush. It's a place called Patio.
It's kind of kitty corner from the Shepherd's Bush Empire on the high street there.
And they had like potato pancakes and
cabbage rolls. We're hungry.
We had dinner tonight.
Anyway, it's Trish's birthday today, by the way. Happy birthday, Trish. After midnight, they were already closed. She let us in. She said, "My chef's gone home, but I'll cook for you." And she brought out plate after plate after plate. And then we told her it was Trisha's birthday. And at the end of it all, she brought out a homemade chocolate cake with candles and everything. It was incredible.
I was so happy.
And then I got to play the piano, the out-of-tune piano that was in the restaurant. It was amazing. Anyway. We're gonna play this little song, this old song. Yeah. But anyway, people are always like asking what this song means. And I think about it a lot. It has a lot of different meanings, but they do so. People ask that. What do you mean by that? The song's called "The Littlest Birds Sing the Prettiest Song." Maybe it's not obvious, but then it isn't so obvious. And then to me, it kind of really means like the people that, you know, like the street musicians and the people you hear in the underground playing this kettle drum and stuff. Those are the people that we should be listening to, and not Mr. Doherty or whatever his name is. Nothing against Baby Shambles, you know, but maybe something gets lost along the way. I'm sure he started out. He's a good guy. I made out with him, I swear. the drug thing. I was not into it, you know.
Bad technique.
Well, I didn't want to do the drug that they give to cats.
The one
that the veterinarians use. What's that one? What is it?
Ketamine? You guys know a lot about this. It's the whole crowd, the whole fist size, like, ketamine.
Anyway, this is going nowhere fast, so I'm just gonna play this song. And this is was written with the wonderful Jolie Holland.
While I feel like an old hobo, I'm sad and lonesome and blue. I spent the summer. That's okay, you just have to roll with it. Like I do. I say the words every second song.
It doesn't get more difficult than F, C, F, and G over and over and over again. 1,000,000,000 times every night for 6 years.
We're feeling now.
Yeah. I love this song.
Okay. Well, I feel like an old hobo. I'm sad and lonesome, blue eyes, fair as a snow. Bounds are crazy, you pass through places faster, you're carrying on the souls of your travel. Children are all alone. So dear, oh so familiar, wake you up in the morning so early just to tell you I got the wonderful blues. I got the wonderful blues, and I'm gonna quit these rambling ways to please get someone else. And I'll sing little sparks, some pretty songs. Little less birds sing prettier songs. Little less birds sing prettier songs. Little less birds sing prettier
sing free songs. Is he able coming from all your sides? With your broken hearts and hopes. Yeah. You get so self-conscious,
humiliating up here.
And once you start digging yourself into that kind of a hole of humiliation. It just gets worse and worse. My friend Jimmy, who lives here in Bristol but is from Canada, Jimmy Goodrich. Have you seen him play? He's really, really good. Anyway, we met him back in the days when he was Martha Wainwright's bass player. And Jimmy took me to, what was that neighborhood called, Jimmy? St. Louis. It felt just like being back home. I did. I've been sort of missing that vibe a little bit. It's nice to see some wood buildings. What? But we got to see the pigs, and even though the sign said don't touch, I touched.
Just a little.
I just had to, it was like when I went to the art gallery and I had to touch the famous painting.
And steal little chip off some banker.
I didn't know you were allowed to do that. I thought it was interactive. Anyway. That's bad. But I've got my fingerprints on a Group of Seven painting. They're famous in Canada.
We're stuck to dig the hole now.
We hope you're having a good time. It seems like you are. And Catherine Williams, of course, was just so beautiful, as always. And I hope I don't screw up this next one. Sometimes I love the story, what is taking me. And sometimes I know the reason why, so long as I keep giving us a boost and us a moment. What's easier just right now, today? Thank you.
We just have one last song for you. But we have a lot of tuning before that. So don't worry. Keep on. Hey, is Abby here? Abby, did you show up? All these male voices.
Yeah. Come here.
Abby, Emery? Oh yeah, sorry, I'm too embarrassing. Hi. Where are you? Where is she?
Is there a spotlight?
Where is she? Where is she? Where is she?
Where is she? Where is she sitting?
Maybe you'll come back after the show.
All the things with the season. Just the words in the clouds are coming again. I feel empty.
cheered him so loud. Now it's
true.
It's true. John Ryan on the drums. can't play that one, unfortunately. We can't play that one. You know, actually, we could play. Did somebody say stop it? Someone yelled stop it and everybody shut up. She must be a teacher, a mother. Yeah. Huh. Dear, these are songs we haven't played in some time. The reason we don't play Lakes of Pontchartrain is because Billy Holland would need to be here to sing it. So, did she do that song?
She did. Oh yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that's a fun song.
But we have a bunch of songs we can play, but we're just not sure you're gonna like them.
We don't practice that one, so it might suck, and that wouldn't be good. That's what we're gonna do. Is humoring them.
There's people that are just like wanting to get the heck out of here, so.
Yeah, they're really.
You can see you've got a train to catch, so. Okay, we're not gonna play anything you know, sorry.
What?
We're gonna play what we feel like playing. But if you go and get the new album from the lobby, then you'll become familiar with this song. Over time, you'll grow to love it or hate it. Just write this one out till it explodes to a thousand tiny pieces. What's the story? Just play this one out till it explodes to a thousand tiny pieces. What's the story? Universe, you are a marathon.